It's homecoming here at Beckman Catholic, and I'm being joined by
Hannah McDermott.
Now, Hannah, you are a student council member, so you've been actively involved with homecoming planning.
Yes, correct.
When did you guys start planning?
A couple weeks ago. We tried to start early so that we aren't cramming everything in last minute.
Now, the big decisions typically for homecoming are made by the senior class. You're finally here. What's the thing that you went, no, this is the way it's got to be for homecoming?
We tried to crack down on the assemblies this year just to make them fun for everyone and make sure everyone's participating in all the events.
Now, how many assemblies are there?
There's two for the week. On Tuesday, we have one, which is more fun games. And then on Friday, we have one, which is more to get ready for the football game and the parade.
Did you help pick out the dress-up days?
I did, yes.
What one's the one that you're most excited about?
I'm kind of excited for barbecue dads versus soccer moms. It's a different one we're doing this year, and I think people are excited for it.
So does that mean that you're going to be dressed up like barbecue dad?
Yes, hopefully.
Does barbecue dad exist at the McDermott household?
Yes, it does.
How are you going to make yourself look like dad?
I'll probably wear some sort of apron to make it look like I'm cooking, and then maybe bring a couple spatulas or something to make it look like I've been cooking for a while, and I don't know. We'll see when the time comes.
This is your last one. Has that milled around your brain?
I don't think it's really hit me yet that this is the last homecoming. Maybe once homecoming week comes and it's really settled in that it's going to be my last homecoming, it'll be a little sad, but it's also exciting.
Big plans? Have you started laying out the groundwork for what you're going to do after the hallowed halls of Beckman Catholic?
I have not yet. I've thought about a couple ideas, but I'm not really sure yet.
Ah, you got time. You got time. Now, any predictions?
I'm hoping Beckman wins the game, but we'll see what happens.
We certainly wish the Blazers the best of luck, and we hope that you have a good homecoming. That was Hannah McDermott, one of the student council representatives here, helping to plan and make sure our homecoming goes well at Beckman Catholic. We enjoy every moment that we're here. That's what it means to be locally owned and involved here at Mix 94.7 KMCH.